Senator Mike Lee, Representative Greg Stube moved to revive Department of War name, Americans Don't Just Play Defense. By Jasmine Jordan on September 3, 2025. Senator Mike Lee, RUT, and Representative Greg Stube, RFL, introduced legislation on September 2, 2025, to restore the original title of the U.S. Department of Defense to the Department of War. The measure, called the Department of War Restoration Act of 2025, is co-sponsored by Senator Rick Scott, RFL, and includes a companion bill in the House. For the first 150 years of our military's history, Americans defeated their enemies and protected their homeland under the War Department, Lee said in a statement. I'm proud to introduce the Department of War Restoration Act to make President Trump's return to tradition permanent in federal law. It should always be clear to anyone who would harm our people, Americans don't just play defense. Rep. Stube emphasized the historical context, noting that from 1789 until the end of World War II, the United States military fought under the banner of the Department of War. Thanks to their courage and sacrifice, the standard of excellence was established for all service members who followed in their footsteps. Sen. Scott added that the title change reflects the broader mission of the U.S. military. The United States military is not a purely defensive force. We are the most lethal fighting force on the face of the planet. And a restoration of the name Department of War reflects their true capabilities to win wars, not just respond when prodded. The bill would redesignate the Department of Defense as the Department of War and rename the Secretary of Defense as the Secretary of War. All current legal references to the Department of Defense and Secretary of Defense would be updated accordingly. The effort follows President Donald Trump's recent remarks that he intended to change the department's name, calling the original title a stronger and more historically accurate reflection of the nation's military posture. Trump first floated the proposal during an August 25 White House meeting with South Korean President Lee Jae-myung, saying, "It used to be called the Department of War and it had a stronger sound. We won World War I. We won World War II. We won everything." The Department of War was established in 1789 and retained its name until 1947, when Congress passed the National Security Act reorganizing the military after World War II. That legislation created the Department of Defense and placed the branches of the armed services under its oversight.